Well, folks, it's a beautiful day in Sonoma County, and I'm heading up to Healdsburg. Healdsburg is one of my favorite places, and actually, I'm going to one of my favorite wineries. Simi is here, and I am here at Simi. It's a beautiful afternoon. I'm with Susan Luker, and it is time for some great wine here, Susan. We haven't gotten together for a while, and you have some great bottles on the table. First of all, let's give a little insight into Simi, and we could just do that for the first hour.
Well, Simi's been around for a while. We say we're the longest-running winery in Sonoma County. So we kept producing wine during Prohibition. The Simi brothers started making wine in San Francisco in 1876, moved up to Sonoma County and Healdsburg in the early 1880s. And then, I know.
It's quite a history, folks.
Could take longer than an hour. But we still make wine in the same building that they built, that they finished off at the turn of the century, so in the 1906. So that's pretty cool. And we have tours twice a day so people can come and visit and actually go through the old winery.
One of the special things about Simi, as far as I'm concerned, is the different areas that you cover. You cover most all of the major culture areas here, and it is really exciting. Let's start with Alexander Valley. And Chardonnay, I associate with Simi also, and that really goes back to Zelma Long and into your history there again. So let's talk about your current Alexander Valley Chardonnay.
So our current release on Alexander Valley is our 2011. You guys remember 2011. It was a great vintage for Chardonnay and Pinot Noir. So we're lucky enough to still have a little bit of the Alexander Valley from 2011. And this comes from the Reedy Riverdale Ranch, which is just down, where it's about 7 miles from here. So just down the road in Alexander Valley, it's close to the Russian River, so Riverdale. And that gives it just a little bit of a cooling effect. A great place to grow Chardonnay. And this is Winty Clone. Old vines, really beautiful. I don't think there's another vineyard in California just like this one.
You know, there's a lot of great red wines coming out of Simi, but when it gets down to these Chardonnays, these are food-friendly wines, and they're really memory wines as far as I'm concerned. When you have these great vintages put together with all that, you have an exciting white wine. I don't drink as much white wine as I drink red wine, but these are some that I'll reach for on a consistent basis.
We have some people say that this is like what Chardonnay used to be like, so it's kind of like time in a bottle, if you will. It's non-ML, so it's not that overly viscous, but it does have a really nice viscosity to it, a nice lifted acidity, just beautiful kind of roasted pear aromatics, aged and fermented in oak, so it does have a bit of the little smokiness to it. We think we try to balance that really well.
We're going to balance the whole day here with this bottle of wine now open, and the chef has a great dish on the table. Susan, you're not hungry, are you?
No, not today.
Do you believe that, folks? Well, folks, it's Cabernet time here. Cabernet is the king of wines, and we feel like we're kings here today. We're opening the Landslide Cabernet from Simi, and I just happen to have the winemaker from Simi here, Susan Luker. Great to be with you, and you're pouring Cabernet for us. This is a beautiful wine, and I'm ready for food the moment that I smell it.
This one will definitely make you hungry for a little bit of, I don't know, maybe a steak or maybe...
Maybe two steaks.
We'll have to split one. We'll make two steaks out of one.
So tell us about this. Now, we earlier talked about the Alexander Valley Cabernet Reserve, and to me, I've had the opportunity a couple times to compare and contrast these. Let's talk about this, the fruit sourcing, because it is very interesting.
Well, the Landslide comes 100% from the Landslide Vineyard in Alexander Valley. So if you're familiar with Alexander Valley, it's in the southern end of Alexander Valley, so it's a little cooler in that section. So, and we have three different levels. It's over 170 acres. So that's quite a big vineyard to be able to pull from. So even though it's a vineyard designate, we're planted to Cabernet, Merlot, Cabernet Franc, Petit Verdot, Malbec, and a little tiny bit of Tannat. So we...
To who?
Tannat.
You knew I was not going to let that go by.
Tannat's the national grape of Uruguay, and I'm not sure why we have it in Alexander Valley, but we...
I do. I know why, because Nick Goldschmidt used to go there all the time and still does, I'm sure.
We actually like having just a little bit of a unique varietal to blend in, and we feel like it does add something. We think it really kind of...
It adds to the conversation, that's for sure.
Tanat or not Tanat is what we say every year when we're blending. Should we add that Tanat? And we almost always decide to add it.
So this is really a collaboration of all the different Bordeaux varietals. And is Tanat a Bordeaux varietal? So each year the blend is different, I'm sure. And that must be a great process.
It's a really fun process. It's definitely a purple tooth process where we
make sure dinner's ready before you taste these wines in the blending. Well, folks, we're going to enjoy some great Cabernet here. And this is Alexander Valley at its best and Simi at its best. Susan, thank you so much for letting me enjoy these wines with you. And Chef has some great food for us. And I notice you're keeping up with me pretty well here for somebody who wasn't hungry to begin with.
The wines were so good, they made me hungry.
We got that perfect excuse, folks. Cheers, and may all your pains, Susan, be champagnes.
Oh, thank you.
After spending 2 days in Meadowood, folks, I don't think I ever want to leave. We are here for lunch again, and Patrick, we're going to have another beautiful lunch out on the lawn here.
That is correct. Today for you, we are going to the other coast. We're going to start with a Maine lobster, serve with caviar, a little potato crisps, a little bit of creme fraiche, and some Meyer lemon. That pairs beautifully.
It is really a truly amazing lunch we're having here, and really the ambiance of the golf course and everything that surrounds here. And one more course.
For the main course, we're going to do a risotto. And in that risotto, we're going to use about 15 different tiny little baby vegetables from our garden. It just looks like a little forest in itself.
Well, Patrick, cheers to you, and thank you so much for having us here at Meadowood. And we have some seminars this afternoon, and thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, Doc.